Pakistan's Defense Minister Khawaja Asif has stated that no meeting of the National Command Authority, NCA, has taken place, nor is one planned, following Pakistan's military action against India in the early hours of Saturday. There has been no meeting of the National Command Authority, nor is any such meeting scheduled, Asif told RE News. Meanwhile, Pakistan's foreign minister suggested a willingness to halt further action if India refrains from escalation. If India stops here, we will consider stopping here too, he said during a televised interview. According to Reuters, the developments come after U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio spoke with Chief of Army Staff, COAS, General Asim Munir and Indian Foreign Minister Subramaniam Jaishankar, urging both nuclear-armed neighbors to de-escalate and re-establish direct communication to prevent any miscalculation. Meanwhile, Pakistan has initiated retaliatory action in response to the ongoing Indian aggression in the wee hours of Saturday, according to security sources. The operation has been officially named Operation Bunyan Unmar Sooz. As part of the operation, all bases identified as launch points for attacks on Pakistani civilians and mosques are being specifically targeted. Multiple strategic targets are being engaged simultaneously as the operation progresses, security sources confirmed. They stated that Pakistan launched its Al-Fatah missile as part of the ongoing retaliatory operation, naming it in honor of the Pakistani children who lost their lives in recent Indian aggression. They added that Pakistan has neither forgotten nor will ever forget the sacrifice of these innocent children, who were martyred during cross-border attacks by Indian forces earlier this week. Read more, https://tribune.com.park/story/254498/India carries out air strikes on 3 air bases, all assets safe, DGISPR. Earlier, DGISPR informed that India launched 6 ballistic missiles from the Adampur airbase in Indian Punjab. Of these, one missile landed near the general area of Adampur itself, while the remaining 5 struck locations in the Amritsar region. He characterized the incident as a reckless move that endangered civilian lives and raised serious questions about India's operational intent and internal targeting protocols. He asserted that the attacks were not accidental. India is deliberately targeting Sikh-populated areas in Punjab to incite hostility among Sikhs toward Pakistan, he stated. Speaking at a briefing for foreign media on Friday, the chief military spokesperson challenged India to present evidence, if it has any, of Pakistan's attacks on Indian military installations with drone and missiles. Pakistan has not used drones or rockets. If India claims otherwise, let it present evidence, he challenged, criticizing Indian media for spreading fabricated stories.